Welcome to Lansing Lugnuts pregame interview. This is Daniel Norris interviewing Eric Sakula. We are at the beautiful ballpark in Fort Wayne, Indiana of the Tin Caps. Eric, how are you today?
So far, so good. Got a good workout in today. Got a good throwing program in. I'm down today. Not going to pitch today. Pitched the past 2 days, but right now feeling really good. Got the workouts in and really confident about myself. And, today, especially happy. It's been a great day.
Eric, yesterday I received my first win of the season. Without you, I don't know that I would have gotten that first win, so I'm very appreciative of you. How do you feel about yesterday? How did you feel yesterday on the mound?
Well, it all starts with the starting pitching. I wouldn't be where I am in the seventh inning with that save opportunity if our starter doesn't go five there, get us a lead, and then Efren did a nice job coming into the game and getting the ball to me. And then on the mound, I felt great. You know, I felt very confident. I was out there the night before, got three quick outs, and I was just trying to do the same thing again. Knew it was a doubleheader. The other team knew it, so I was just trying to pound the strike zone, get ahead early, and luckily I did that, and everything worked out well for me.
Eric, being labeled as a closer, do you find that changes your daily lifestyle? Do you think, because you never know if you're going to be called upon to close a game out and get a win for the Lansing Lugnuts. Do you think from day to day you have to be mentally locked in, you know, every moment of it from when you wake up?
Oftentimes I'll be eating with friends or even at a bar sometimes, and I'll see that they'll have just one bite of food left or just one sip left, and I feel like I'm the one that should be finishing that off just because that's my job now. Because I'm the closer. I feel like I'm the last one to do that. And I do the same thing on the baseball field, so I feel like that characteristic just holds true throughout.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's impressive. You're 100% locked in, and I'm proud to call you my closer. Now, Eric, I'm your roommate. How's your experience been rooming with me the past few weeks?
Well, as I wake up to music being played in the shower when my alarm's not going to go off for 45 more minutes, Citizen Cope Pandora is being played, the same song usually over and over. The songs might get a little monotonous, but the conversation is always creative, different. Each time we talk, something new is being talked about, and I appreciate that, and it always keeps my mind fresh and young. You know, being a young 20-year-old and me, an old, salty 24-year-old in this league, so it's nice to hear the youngins talk.
Eric, describe your repertoire on the mound, please.
My repertoire includes a four-seam fastball. I usually locate away to right-handers and into left-handers. I throw a two-seam, arm side, into right-handers, away from lefties with a little downward sink. I throw a cutter. I'll probably throw that about 30% of the time out there. Just a cut fastball into lefties away from a righty. And then I throw a curveball, usually with two strikes. And that's my put-out pitch, and I think that's what got me drafted, and that's why I've been here. Even though I haven't thrown it especially well lately, fastball command has been good for me lately, and I think that's the name of the game here.
Describe your stay in Lansing, Michigan. Out of all the places in the country, you're in Lansing, Michigan for most of the year. How do you feel?
Well, it's been hot for the most part. Our house doesn't have air conditioning, so that's one thing that I wish I could change.
Likewise.
But for the most part, I love Lansing. East Lansing's a great city. Lansing downtown is unbelievable, and Cooley Law School Stadium is very nice. Never thought I'd be in Lansing, Michigan playing baseball, but very glad to be doing it.
Okay, last question, Eric. Please tell the listeners something about you that they may not know or they wouldn't expect.
So I'm the youngest of six, the only one in my family without a master's, and that's something that I definitely want to continue my education. And baseball is just a little bit of my life, but I like to do a lot of other things.
Very original. That concludes the interview with Eric Sakula, the Lugnuts closer.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. You're listening to Lugnuts pregame on 92.1 Big Country.